We are still coming off the high of that concert last night, but now it's about what's next for this beautiful building that is now open. Who's going to work here? How do you get them to come here? Someone responsible for that is Clorinda Barnett Harrison, Skills Director for Michigan Central Station, and you are here with us in person. Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Michigan Central.
Thank you. You have a beautiful home.
Yes, I live
Love what you've done
Yeah,
with it.
thank you.
How are you going to get people now through the doors to be working here?
Yeah, people are excited to be here. And what we really want to make certain is that they have a reason to invest, to be a part of our skills community, to be a part of our founder community, creating jobs. My primary role is to make sure that Detroiters are prepared for the jobs of the future. So we're launching programs from pre-K to 12 to lifelong learners to make sure that they have a place here at Michigan Central.
Which is incredible. And I want to go back, turn back a page. Kwame Kilpatrick, a couple decades ago, wanted to make this into the police station. I was told by, I can't tell you how many leading architects that do a lot of work in restorative old buildings that said, yeah, the footprint, the giant H there just doesn't work. The offices are too small. The halls are too narrow. But you've kind of remedied that. Tell me what you've done with the footprint in the lower floors of the tower.
Yeah, well, the future of work and what people expect when they show up at a workplace is a little bit different now. Smaller spaces can work differently as co-working or collaborative spaces, but we've also completely reconfigured some floors. For instance, our fifth floor has been completely redesigned to welcome youth education programming. And so Google Code Next and Boys and Girls Club of Southeastern Michigan are our first two tenants there, and they have an amazing open space for co-learning and co-education.
So you got rid of the walls that weren't load-bearing, basically.
Some of them, yes. Yes.
I find that very interesting. So young people are going to be walking through these doors too.
That's right. There's a place for everyone. And that's what we mean by Michigan Central Open, is that whether you're a young person or someone who just wants to see the luster of this beautiful building, there's something for you here.
So talk to me about the prospective tenants and the potential going forward and who will occupy those spaces and
at a time
be.
When it's hard to fill up office space or any space,
Yeah, because
really.
Of hybrid work. Fortunately, in the startup part of things, you need more collaboration and people do come into work more.
That's
But
right.
talk to me about, you've got this shiny new object that you can use as a lure.
Yeah.
How's it going and how's the proof of concept?
Yeah, so it's not just about the space itself. We are providing infrastructure for testing, for innovation. A great example of that is our road that was constructed by Electrion, where they did the first 1 mile of inductive in-road electric vehicle charging. That's the kind of stuff that can happen here. So it's not just about the space. It's about all of the infrastructure and the ecosystem of collaborators that are here that help to enable and propel the future of mobility forward.
So if someone comes to you with an idea of how they want to fill the space, there will be other ideas surrounding them that could help?
Absolutely. One of the things we hear most often from our founders is that the best thing about being here at Michigan Central is the other people. The fact that there are other ideators, there are other innovators within reach, and there are also resources here available for them, like the skills work that I'm doing. They don't have to worry about whether they can access talent when they come here because we're solving that problem for them.
There was a lot of talk during the Granholm administration about creating cool cities. And it was kind of this thing about how do you create that, the myth of coolness or things. But basically, you've already done that. You got 97 people over at New Lab, 97 different businesses.
Yeah,
And
we
other
just.
people in their field are seeing that and they want to sit at the cool kids table.
Yeah, we just actually surpassed 100 and we have 400 workers there. But you know, Detroit has always been cool. I think people are just finally catching on. And you can't just ordain yourself as such. You really have to look at what are the unique community assets, what is the culture, what is the lifeblood of the place, and elevate that. And that's what's cool about being here.
We know Detroit's cool. I mean, last night with those Detroiters who performed, it was
Yes.
amazing. What I think is interesting is young people want, as Guy was saying, go where it's cool. This is an old building. That's what's cool these days, not a brand new glass box being built.
That's right. It's so interesting because we have just launched a fellowship program for recent STEM graduates from local universities, because we want to make certain that young people know that there's a place for them here. So they will be paired with founders who are looking for talent. This is a partnership between Michigan Central and the Office of Future Mobility Electrification. It's called the Michigan Mobility Fellowship. And that's an example of how we're trying to attract and retain our young people here.
How much of this is going to be formal marketing? You know, we're going to have this NBC special coming up next Sunday, I believe, which is going to be like the best infomercial ever.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have the informal stuff where one guy and an engineer talks to another guy on the other side of the country and says, you got to be part of this, dude. How much of this is going to be formally marketed? And how do you do that?
I think it's more informal. It's about getting those early adopters here and making sure that they are successful and that they have a good experience, because they are a part of a national and even global network of other founders, of other people in their innovation industry. And we want to make certain that they have good things to say about being here at Michigan Central and being in Detroit. So we know that word of mouth is key, and so we're creating those good, positive experiences of opportunity and growth for those who are here first, knowing that that will radiate outward.
Just 30 seconds. When do people start coming into these offices and working here?
Yeah, so we won't be occupying the building until late this year. Most of our tenancy will happen in 2025, but this is open, so people can register. You can come and look at the building. The whole first floor is open, and there are all kinds of artifacts and learning opportunities about what this building is and what it will be going forward.
And those tours, I mean, we got the tours that are going to be for the next week. 60,000 people already booked, but those tours begin on Fridays and Saturdays after that?
Yeah, they actually, they start today, and they will continue on for another week. So folks can go to MichiganCentral.com and register for a tour and be a part of it.
Perfect. Clorinda Barnett Harrison, Skills Director for Michigan Central Station. Your work is so important. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Much more celebration surrounding the Michigan Central Station next on JR Morning.